is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Our text for this morning's sermon is taken from St. John's Gospel account, 10th chapter. Beloved in the Lord, the call to follow our Lord is often a call into the wilderness. Abraham was called to go forth from his country, his kindred, and his father's house to a land that would be revealed by the Lord. Later, following Israel's baptism in the Red Sea, the people dwelt in the wilderness for 40 years before entering the promised land. And then David, anointed by Samuel to be king of God's people, first wanders about the wild places of Israel with no place to lay his head, pursued and persecuted by Saul and his legions. And even our Lord, baptized by the Father's voice, is driven out by the Spirit, where? In the wilderness, where he was surrounded by wild beasts, being tempted by the serpent. The call to follow the Lord is often a call to the wilderness. And the wilderness is where we find ourselves this morning. Baptized into Jesus' baptism, we have crossed the Red Sea and been liberated from a life of slavery. But even now, we are pursued and persecuted by those who rage against the Lord's anointed. Though we are sons of Abraham by faith in Abraham's seed, we still have yet to settle in God's promised paradise. The world around us is not a peaceful world. There are wolves. There are lions. There are serpents with forked tongues and venomous words. And we are like lambs in the midst of a hostile environment. Lambs have no hope against wolves and lions and serpents with forked tongues and venomous words. Lambs need a shepherd. A good shepherd. Sinners need a savior. You need Jesus. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Jesus will save you from your sins. Jesus will lead you in the wilderness. When the Lord calls you to follow, no matter where he calls you to follow, he promises to go with you, to go before you. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And teaching us what makes him good, he teaches us what he is not. Jesus is not a hired hand. Hired hands do not own the sheep. Hired hands do not love the sheep. And hired hands do not lay down their life for the sheep. Now why does he teach us this? Because we are like sheep. And we like to wander. Scripture teaches us that all we like sheep have gone astray. We turned everyone to his own way. Like sheep, we follow our own way. The way that seems right. And this way is often set before our ears by those who are actually luring us into our trap. Though their intentions may be pious and from the heart, their ways and methods are actually opposed to the good shepherd as they delude the sheep with self-affirming words, building within them a false hope, securing for them a place amongst the wolves. And the hired hand, he has no place amongst the wolves. He flees. He's gotten what he wants, and now abandons the sheep. The sheep are left for dead. The way of wandering, though it seems right and makes sense, and oft-times feels good and affirming, it all ultimately leads to destruction. As Scripture again teaches, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. And again, the way of the wicked will perish. There's no life following our own way. There's only fear of what is to come. Despair because of loneliness, and repentance unto sorrow, but not unto life. You see, beloved, sheep don't need self-help gurus. Sheep don't need false praise or self-affirming flattery from hired hands who are really out to fleece the sheep. Sheep need a shepherd. A good shepherd. One who actually loves the sheep.
Sheep need Jesus. You need Jesus. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The good shepherd loves the sheep. The good shepherd loves you. Jesus loves you. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. Jesus is the good shepherd because the good shepherd loves the sheep, loves you, and lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus isn't like a hired hand. Jesus doesn't run away when the enemy approaches. He's not intimidated by the wolves. He's not frightened by roaring lions. And though he's pierced by serpents with forked tongues and venomous words, he is so for you and in your place. You see, beloved, Jesus places himself between you and your enemies. Jesus plants himself firmly in the earth between you and your sins, between you and your adversary, the devil, who's prowling about like a roaring lion, and even between you and the wrath of God. Jesus is the good shepherd. And the good shepherd loves the sheep and lays down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd loves you, and Jesus is crucified for you. There, on the cross, is God's love. Though the world rage against his anointed one desires to anoint you with holy water and pure blood. These flow from his pierced side, not to signal his death as the centurions believed, but to provide us with eternal life. Laying down his life for the sheep, our good shepherd actually prepares a way for us through death and into eternal life. His way is the way of righteousness, and he is the way. He is the only way. There is no other way, beloved, for there is no other who lays down his life for the sheep. There is no other who gives life as Jesus gives life. Giving you his life, he reconciles you to his Father in heaven, and he defends you from all danger and guards and protects you from all evil. The life of Jesus is your salvation. He gives you this because he loves you. He has authority to give his life. It's not taken from him. It's not seized like a thief or a robber. Nothing happens apart from his will. And having authority to lay down his life, he also has authority to take it up again. Giving his life unto death on the cross, Jesus allows himself to be humiliated and mocked and cursed, condemned, even damned for you and for the world. He dies for you and for the world, and he's buried for you and for the world. And on the third day, he's risen from the dead. Every day, beloved, is now the third day, because every day is now a day that Jesus is risen from the dead. For Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. And the death he died to sin once for all. Once for all means once for you. If death is conquered, so is sin. If sin is conquered, you are free. But free does not mean autonomous. Mm-hmm. Autonomous sheep love to wander. Redeemed by the blood, you have been rescued from the consequences of your sin. You are free to live. You are not free to sin. You're never free to sin. That's not what it means to believe in Jesus. That's not what it means to follow the Good Shepherd. That's not what it means to be regenerated, renewed, restored, resurrected, redeemed. You, beloved, are not autonomous. You're not your own. And therefore, you're not to return to your former ways. You're not to be like the wilderness, the wolves, the lions, or the serpents with forked tongues and venomous words. You are not to chase after hired hands who promise everything under the sun, but have no means or authority to deliver it. Scripture teaches, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. Beloved, the shepherd owns his sheep. He's redeemed the sheep with blood, holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. And such ownership is not one of slavery, but liberty. Jesus is no Pharaoh, and you are not children of the slave woman. But Jesus is the good shepherd, and you are his dearly loved sheep. We are his own, and that's good for us. As his own, we're called to follow where he leads. And he leads us with his words. His words not only guide us, but they feed us. In this way, Jesus knows his sheep, and his sheep know their good shepherd, even as the Father knows the Son, and the Son knows the Father. Oh, beloved, at the depth and the riches of, and the wisdom and knowledge of our God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways. For what love the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called children of God. Such love does not abandon us, but draws us nearer and nearer still. Though Jesus died once for all, he continually lays down his life for the sheep. The body once broken, and the blood once shed, is set before you this morning. Here under bread and wine, the good shepherd nourishes his lambs with holy food. As you well know, beloved, ours is a long and arduous journey. We're making our way through the wilderness towards the promised land. Many dangers abound, real dangers, dangers that can swallow up the soul and into death forever. So don't be deceived, beloved, for there are wolves watching you, there are lions prowling about you, and serpents with forked tongues and venomous words slithering around. If it were not so, our good shepherd would have told us. The truth is, he has told us to beware. To watch out, to stay awake, and to be ready. For the enemy prowls about looking for someone to devour. And he looks to devour the weak, the vulnerable, the young, and spiritually mature, the one who lives in sin, the one who is sick with sin. He looks for you. And so does Jesus. That's what shepherds do. They look for lost sheep. Sheep who hurt, or are sick, or weak, or immature, or vulnerable. Jesus is the good shepherd, and the good shepherd looks for his sheep. The good shepherd finds his sheep. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, for Satan is defeated, sin is destroyed, death is vanquished, and today he lays down his life for you. Therefore, heed his call. Follow his voice. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Good for you. Good for all. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen.